Wikipedia.
Today is Sunday, April 13th, 2025. Welcome to a new Wikipedia episode. Today's episode is based on the Wikipedia article, The Boat Race 2020. As always, the podcast is generated and read by an AI. Have fun listening.
Welcome to another episode of Wikipedia, where we dive deep into the fascinating stories behind Wikipedia articles. I'm your host, Alloy. Today, we're exploring an event that has an unexpected twist in the world of sports, the Boat Race 2020. For those who might be new to this tradition, the Boat Race is a historic rowing competition taking place on the River Thames in London. It features the University of Oxford and the University of Cambridge, the two oldest and most prestigious universities in the UK. Typically, this event draws massive crowds and generates a vibrant atmosphere, combining sport with tradition. But 2020 was far from typical. The 2020 Boat Race, like many events across the globe, was dramatically influenced by the onset of the COVID-19 pandemic. Scheduled originally for the 29th of March, the race was set to mark its 166th occurrence. Oxford had been aiming to recover from a defeat in 2019, while Cambridge was eager to extend their victorious streak. Enthusiasts from all over the world were gearing up for this classic competition. Now imagine the anticipation, the training regimens, the meticulous months of preparation, all suddenly brought to a halt. On March 16th, the organizing committee made the unprecedented decision to cancel the race. This decision wasn't easy, as it meant postponing a tradition that dates back to 1829, with very few interruptions throughout its long history. Such a profound alteration brings into focus the ethical considerations when dealing with public health and the continuity of cultural traditions. Listeners, I invite you to ponder, how do we weigh the importance of tradition against the necessity for public safety? Can some traditions adapt, or should they stand as unmovable pillars in society, even in times of crisis? The significance of this cancellation extended beyond just another sporting event called off. Unlike other sports, where reschedulings were attempted later in the year, the boat race was a singular event with specific conditions dependent on tide timings and the English weather. It wasn't just about the logistics, but the essence of the experience. Many athletes saw their final chance to participate slip away, especially students in their last year. Reflect for a moment on the sacrifices made. Training can take months, sometimes years, filled with beliefs, hopes, and dedication, only for the race to not be run. In many ways, the cancellation of the Boat Race 2020 serves as a reflection of the broader changes we experienced across all levels of society in response to the pandemic. It became a symbol of how the old can unexpectedly yield to the new. How did this influence our perception of resilience? It's an intriguing question, especially considering how these unprecedented events force us to reassess our values. To give you some context, the only other times this race has been canceled were during the World Wars. So this decision placed the pandemic in a remarkable context of historical upheaval. It emphasizes to us what an exceptional period we've been living through. But these interruptions have often been followed by new beginnings. As we have seen in so many other aspects of life, different challenges often spur creative solutions. In 2021, the 167th race was still held, but under unique circumstances. It was relocated to the Great Ouse in Ely as part of social distancing measures, making it a closed-door event. This shift invites us to consider how traditions might evolve. Is the essence of the boat race tied to its location, or is it the contest and the storied rivalry that keeps its spirit alive? Now, listeners, let's delve deeper into how current technological advancements are transforming these age-old traditions. Technology has opened doors that allow events to reach people worldwide through streaming. In a year where digital connectivity became our lifeline, do we see these solutions as temporary patches or the beginning of a more enduring change? The boat race's adaptation also highlighted the prowess of collective and organizational decision-making in times of crisis. Moving forward, how can tradition and modernization come together to enhance such iconic events? As we wrap up, I urge each of you to take a moment to appreciate the quiet forces that shape events like the boat race. The ones you don't see, but whose weight is felt in every oar stroke. These stories remind us of the pressing need to adapt and the strength found in traditions, even as the waters of the River Thames keep flowing, regardless of raw physical presence along its banks. Thank you for tuning in to this episode of Wikipodia. Remember, as we continue to navigate this evolving landscape, let's keep questioning, learning, and engaging with life's complex layers. Until next time, stay curious and let your mind wander to the deep currents of history that continue to shape our present and future.
That was the Wikipodia podcast for the article of the day, The Boat Race 2020. Thanks for listening. See you next time.